I know what you're thinking. Maybe they're not here for you. Maybe they're just here for me. Are you willing to take that chance? You have something I want. Right now, that makes me the only person you can trust to get you out of here alive.
I think I'd like to go home now.
These days when I watch a Tom Cruise film, I find myself obsessing over the first few close-ups, admiring the way that his face continues to defy gravity. At my age, I can't help but be impressed. And I wonder, is it Botox? Is it diet? Is it just good genes? But there's barely a moment for this personal ritual in Mission Impossible Fallout, because the opening scene kicks off so quickly with an explosive cocktail of terrorists and weapons-grade plutonium that, well, I was barely able to catch my breath from then on in. The studio behind Mission Impossible Fallout claims it's one of the best action movies ever made, and more than a few critics are falling into line with this idea. It's certainly got selling points. Cruise flies his own chopper in the movie, there's barely any CGI, and he even broke his ankle performing one of the stunts. That said, the Mission Impossible franchise hasn't exactly been limping along all this time. The last installment, 2015's Rogue Nation, also written and directed by longtime Cruise collaborator Christopher McQuarrie, pulled off some of the most extravagant car chases in recent memory. It also featured a lung-bursting underwater sequence in which Cruise's character died and then came back to life. Does Fallout top that? Well, no, but it's very, very good. For Cruise, it's the sixth time playing Ethan Hunt, a grimly determined American spy of the rogue operative variety. His nemesis from the last movie, the anarcho-terrorist Solomon Lane, is now behind bars, but still appears to be pulling some strings. Sean Harris plays the villain with a softly spoken menace that vaguely recalls Ripley's Believe It or Not era Jack Palance. It's a dumbed-down Hollywood idea of an anarchist, to be sure, but his cartoon nihilism helps bring into focus Ethan's worldview, which is defined by fierce loyalty to his friends and an ex-wife, played by Michelle Monaghan. Our hero is no James Bond, in other words. He's a team player, and while various women in the film seem attracted to him, including a sexy, lethal MI6 frenemy, played by Rebecca Ferguson, reprising her role, and a mysterious Parisian socialite slash arms dealer known as the White Widow, Vanessa Kirby, interactions with the opposite sex are more about foreplay than they are about conquest. Ethan's returning wingmen in the Impossible Missions Force, or IMF as they call themselves, a term, wingman, by the way, fittingly made popular by Cruise's early hit Top Gun. Well, they include a geeky Brit, played by Simon Pegg, and an African-American tech expert, Ving Rhames, as well as a besuited manager who's also a buffer, keeping top brass at bay, played by Alec Baldwin.
Benji, you copy?
We copy, go.
Change of plan! I'm blown! Heat extraction!
We're on our way!
Unfortunately for Ethan, the top brass have sent someone new to watch him. British actor Henry Cavill, that tall, dark and least memorable of supermen. He plays a young CIA hotshot with permission to shoot anyone who goes rogue. Ethan doesn't like this one bit, and he senses ulterior motives. Anyone who's ever been white-anted at work by a better-looking, younger, ambitious rival will relate. The tension between these two characters is one of the film's better power plays, and it sets up a late movie payoff of middle-aged vindication that would make Clint Eastwood proud. Cruise is now 56, and he's kept himself in impeccable shape. He still fits into those figure-hugging leather jackets, and he runs like he has wads of springy cartilage in those middle-aged knees, with his hands flat, scything through the air. But with each knock, each fall, the body doesn't bounce back like it used to. And the beauty of Cruise's performance is his ability to show physical wear and tear in small gestures, a slight limp, a hunch, a shiver. He's been letting himself get battered on screen for a while, at least as far back as War of the Worlds, and often with a dash of comedy. Cruise is a talented, sympathetic ham, which combines nicely with some of Mission Impossible's more tongue-in-cheek plot twists. Where else will you see a modern-day thriller franchise where rubber face masks are used as a credible disguise? Cruise is a nuanced and emotional actor when he needs to be, of course, but there's not a lot required of him in Fallout, even with an ex-wife who opens the film as a kind of ghostly apparition and returns in the flesh later on, sending shivers. Essentially, this is a rollicking action film with Christopher McQuarrie showing off how he can slide the camera around city streets, notably Paris, or through the air as Cruise jumps between tall buildings. His spectacular finale alone is worth the ticket. It's a duel between two helicopters above snow-capped Kashmiri mountains that unfolds with some fun twists. Cruise, who is a producer on the film and would have co-signed off on the insurance risk, not only flies the chopper, but hangs from it with his bare hands. Mission Impossible, more like a case of cruise control.
What do you think you're doing, Erica?
It may be your mission, but this is the CIA's plane. It doesn't take off without my say-so.
We need reliable intelligence, and we need it now. This scenario is precisely why the IMF exists.
The IMF is Halloween, Alan. A bunch of grown men in rubber masks playing trick-or-treat.
Mission Impossible Fallout is out everywhere this week.